from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing four Americans, wounding several servicemen and one Polish soldier. Afghan media says the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province that killed at least 52 and wounded 100 others. Witnesses are saying that some of the wounded succumbed to their injuries because of the absence of a local hospital or medical facility in the remote area. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened on Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by the Islamic State militants. This man was at the concert. He says there was a minute of silence at the beginning, a tribute to those who died, but also for the survivors. He said it was a concert of reconciliation. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on eight sites, including the concert hall, cafes, and a soccer stadium. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. Turkey has suspended the activities of 370 civic groups, including women's and children's rights organizations, as the Ankara government continues its roundup of individuals and groups with alleged ties to a failed coup attempt 4 months ago. This is VOA News. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election last week, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election, but he scored surprising wins across the country when vote counting began. Meantime, Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team as they try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president and is now part of that transition team, headed by Trump's vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence. Reporters asked Conway about the many people out demonstrating against the Trump election.
He has spoken clearly for a year and a half about his positions on all this. Obviously, those issues and his positions got him elected, as well as his understanding what the cultural zeitgeist is. My message to them through Mr. Trump is what he said the other night on the stage when he declared victory, which is, I'll be the president of all people, even those who disagree with me.
Anti-Trump protesters continued Saturday night in Los Angeles, New York, Las Vegas, and other cities out on the streets. Bess Friedman was one of the demonstrators in Los Angeles.
We're worried about our rights. We're worried about the Supreme Court, climate change, so many different issues on the table, and we feel that so many things have been validated in this election that we're scared and concerned, and we all have children, and we want to have a safe future for them.
Meantime, EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Trump poses a risk for relations between the European Union and the United States. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Juncker said Trump must get up to speed on how Europe works in order to avoid wasted time when he assumes the presidency in January. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group signed a new modified peace accord in Havana following the surprise rejection of an earlier deal by voters in a referendum. President Juan Manuel Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia inked an initial peace deal on September 26 amid international fanfare after more than 4 years of negotiations and more than 50 years of war, but voters rejected it on October the 2nd by just 55,000 votes, dealing a stunning setback to Santos, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end Colombia's conflict. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.